wife is downstairs about to have a chat to us.
He most certainly is. Now, Nat, in your mind, what changed after halftime?
Oh, I think their attack around the ball, their pressure, their tackle really lifted, and we were slightly off. It wasn't anything that we did differently. They just really came out and attacked, and when they went forward, they were able to kick some goals. So we'll have a good look at it. It's 2 weeks in a row now. We've dropped off a little bit, but to our credit, we really fought it back and got back in front.
In terms of how you were playing in the first half this week and last week against the West Coast Eagles, where do you think that ranks in terms of your best football and the football you've played in the last couple of years?
Oh, I think the scoreboard probably tells the story. I can't really compare to previous years. We know our pressure game is strong when we bring great effort and execution of role, and we're able to score now. We're seeing we're kicking 10 goals and a half, which we haven't done for a while, so we're playing some good footy.
I noticed at three-quarter time that Ross Lyon brought in the midfielders and the defenders. He left the forwards out of that chat. What did he say to you guys?
It was a conversation about butchering the ball as we're coming out of D50. They had a lot of entries and we were winning the ball back, but just turning it over and bombing it to their tools. We were just folding off our forwards. So we just had to be a little bit smarter on use coming out of defense.
I'll send you upstairs, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Mark Reddings.
Fifey, I thought the defensive unit, even when Sydney got momentum, they really stood up. In particular, I mean, much will be made of Luke McFarlane's performance at his age, but in particular, I thought Lee Spur and Garrick Ibbotson, some of their intercept marking and impetus they give you from halfback was really good tonight. Yeah, I thought so too.
You there, Nat?
Yeah, you've just cut in and out. I'll try and answer you as best I can, Belly. I totally agree with the defence there. Lee, Cam Sutcliffe, Michael Johnson, Luke McFarlane, they've really played some good footy together for a while, and Garrick. And that team defence model really only works if the midfielders are bringing strong pressure. I thought for the first half particularly, and when it got desperate, we were able to execute on those roles pretty well.
Nat, you obviously at times pushed forward, went one out with Nane Rampy. That was almost like Roman wrestling there, with the way you two got tangled up. A bit of fun and games. They are tough, irrespective of what they produce in the first half. There's no easy ball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've got some quality defenders and quality one-on-one players. So we knew it was going to be a cage fight, and it certainly, all the way to the end, was tough one-on-one, old-school footy. So a brutal contest.
Nat, do you get a chance to I mean, I don't know how you guys approach it, whether it's just purely a week-by-week proposition. I gather that's probably the case. But, I mean, much was made about the tough start to the season. Do you get a chance to just reflect on a good effort 4 weeks in and then a reset?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's worthwhile sort of having a look and acknowledging what we've been able to achieve, and really reset and go again for another patch of the year. So 4-0 is a good start. We've got a travelling game off an eight-day break, so I think we'll definitely have a look and consolidate on what's been a really good start and really reload and build for the next section of this year.
Nat, thanks for your time. Always great to watch you out in action. Very special win for the club, I'm sure, given the Len Hall tribute, etc. Thanks for joining us on 6PR Footy.
Thanks, guys.